Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Released last month, Love's Portrait is this hit Hallmark movie. It's set in Ireland. And would you believe it stars a former Fair City star in the lead role, Richard McWilliams, who you probably remember as Michael O'Brien. He left Fair City a while ago to pursue other projects back in 2016. And the gamble, it would appear, has definitely paid off. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Lottie. How are you?
I'm excellent, but I would imagine you're doing far better than me as you're in a Hallmark movie.
Well, yeah, no, it was a very good experience to do that, and yeah, we had a lot of fun making it, yeah.
Tell me all about it. Tell us about Love's Portrait.
Well, Love's Portrait is a kind of a romantic, you could call it a fairy tale romance, but then it has a kind of its hard edge as well. It kind of segues into a kind of a serious kind of drama. But it's a sort of a story of an artist who's also a postman down in the countryside in Ireland, and he sort of sketches in his spare time. But you know, he's not really any great shakes at it. But somehow, one of his sketches ends up in America, and the lovely kind of Lily sort of sees that she's curating in a museum, and she comes across this portrait that's of her. And she kind of goes on this kind of wild adventure to find out exactly how it ended up with her and who exactly sketched it as well.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a kind of a convoluted story, but it does resolve very nicely.
Richard, where was it shot?
We shot mostly in Kilkenny, around the Kilkenny area.
Oh, so could you stay at home when you did this?
I stayed in a kind of the hotel there on the main street there, yeah.
And you mentioned, obviously, it dips over into the States. And so the script was written by an American.
That's right, Jim.
Which makes me think, you know, is it difficult to play an Irish character that's been written through the eyes of an American?
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of, I was personally conscious of sort of, you know, stereotypical kind of Irishisms getting in there in the script. So I had to kind of take a look at it and just not exactly rewrite it, but, you know, chime in with kind of, let's just tone this bit down, this bit down.
Like,
you know?
What? What kind of Irishisms were in there?
God, well, I suppose some of the other, I don't know about me personally, but certainly there's Top of the Mornings creeped in, I think.
You know, no!
Kind of, yeah, but we fixed it, and I think we have the authenticity there now.
Oh, well, Jesus, I hope you got a writing credit for that.
Yeah, well, it didn't push it that far, but certainly helped out.
Obviously, you're no stranger to the viewers of RTE, so
yeah.
There's a lot of people who know you as Michael O'Brien. Give us a little insight into what that part of your life was like.
Oh, that was kind of crazy, yeah, because I hadn't sort of had that kind of exposure before. But it was a great kind of role because you had Clelia Murphy playing Niamh, but she's now moved on from Fair City. But Clelia Murphy and Paul Brennan playing... Tony Tormey playing Paul Brennan, who had been on the show since the very beginning, you know, about 20 years. And they were kind of the king and queen of the show. And then I come in and kind of, sort of to provide this kind of love triangle between them, you know, and having an affair with Niamh.
For a jobbing actor, Richard, getting a job on something like Fair City is—it's like hitting the jackpot. It's winning the lottery,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And I try to keep a level head about that and just sort of get down to and not be worried about the noise that was growing up around us when I was on it. Which after a few weeks it does start, you know, and people start to relate to you as the character when they see you on the street and that kind of thing. You know,
and would people be shouting stuff at you?
Yeah, from positive to negative, yeah. You just have to kind of, it's a baptism of fire. You have to kind of learn to deal with it quickly.
Obviously, in saying that, there's a fame that comes along with it. There's, let's be honest, the joy of regular work as an actor. So was it difficult then to decide to leave and think, listen, I want to push this, I want to pursue other stuff?
Well, I just found that the character had been kind of, you know, when you first come on, you kind of, there's all the fanfare and the storyline is circling around you and all that. And then there's a lot of work and you're full on. But then, you know, they have to, there's, you know, 18 other cast members, so they move around to other people. and sort of my character was kind of shunted into the McCoy's bar kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so you do, and the storylines always come back around. But at the time, I had a sort of pressure from an American agent and that to kind of, like, we can't really use you. You've been there 18 months now, you know, you need to move on. And I decided, yeah, I suppose the time is right. And but unfortunately, they kind of killed me. They didn't give me a way back in. You know?
That's the end.
They probably, they said, okay, well, if you want to go, here you go.
Well, maybe you can reappear as like the ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah, or someone said, actually, why don't you be his twin brother?
Ah,
his twin brother.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a way back in. Maybe I could write an episode myself. But yeah, and then there was a bit of a struggle to find more things immediately after. But eventually, I did find my feet with a couple of things. Yeah,
I think I'm all too aware of that whole world of actors in Ireland because my younger brother is an actor and
Rex.
And I mean, we have, I think, just probably, I mean, I might be biased, but one of the most talented, incredible young acting scenes that there is.
I think so, yeah.
In the world. So, and it can be difficult for them. You know yourself, it's a hard slog. What advice would you have for any budding actors or people trying to make it in the industry?
Well, I think there's more training places now, because I did the Gaiety, but then since then there was the Lear and the Bow Street Academy is open, and the Lear Academy, Bow Street Academy. And they do also film and TV kind of courses. And Ireland actually has a lot going on at the moment in all that way, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's important to say as well, is that for the first time in a long time, the idea of not having to go maybe to America or to the UK to study...
It's now an option, yeah.
...is now an option, which is fantastic. Yeah, more,
exactly. It's still a small pool, but you can certainly start in Ireland and get your first credits here, yeah. But do train. Find a place to train.
What are you doing at the moment, Richard?
Well, right now I'm in a very interesting play called Doing Time. It's directed by Paul Winters, and we're opening in Kildare in the Athy Arts Centre, but we hope to bring it to Dublin, if we get some legs. But it's got myself and Johnny Mooney, David Rest, and introducing Neil Seary, who's making his stage debut. Great cast of actors, and it's a kind of a bleakly comic, I'd say, prison drama.
Oh, that's right up my street.
Yeah, no, it's really worth a look. And we're playing in a bigger place in the Moat Theatre in Naas, so if people kind of are around the area, it'd be great. Come on in.
So when's that happening?
And well, we have a dress rehearsal tomorrow, actually, but open on Thursday, and then we go through the week then.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I definitely want to head down to that, Richard. Break a leg.
Cool.
Thanks very much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. That was Richard McWilliams, who is one of the leading roles in the hit Hallmark movie Love's Portrait. And as you just heard him say there, he's currently on stage in the play Doing Time, a dark comedy about set in a prison. That's right up my street.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.